You know, new concept opened up in Dallas. Well, new to us anyway, a couple of years ago. It seemed to be a tremendous hit, and it catered to both sides, whether you wanted to eat fat or you wanted to eat skinny or you wanted to lose weight or gain it or anything else. It was called Skinny Fats. And the fact is, the birth of this was in Las Vegas. And the first time they decided to move out of Las Vegas was to Dallas. And now they're still moving. Reed Slabusky is the founder and the owner, CEO of Skinny Fats, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So how'd you end up here? I'm curious. You know, you skipped a bunch of states to go from Las Vegas to West Village.
Yeah, well, you know, I came out there and visited and got some boots and a cowboy hat and just picked up on the vibe and decided that was the place to be.
Well, and I, you know, it's a new concept. It's worked, evidently. But you didn't grow up in the restaurant business. You didn't mean to be in the restaurant business, right? You were at NLV, but you weren't a hotel restaurant management major.
Yeah, that's what I was doing, and did quite a bit of real estate stuff until the whole real estate market thing crashed back in the day, and kind of came back time and did a little bit of consulting here and there, and randomly the restaurant, the little deli by my office, went out of business, where I got my ice every day, so I ended up kind of opening a little restaurant and grew from there.
It's the attrition rate in this is just astounding, I guess, to make it. And so you've been in the business, you've had this, what, over 8 years?
We opened June 10th of 13, the original location, which is about 1,500 square feet that we were pushing just over 2.1 million out of. Now bigger.
How has it changed? What do you do? How has it evolved?
Well, I mean, we've learned as we went, but you know, the general concept being that half the menu's healthy, half the menu's not, has been the thing that's stayed the course. Menus evolved a lot over time, and kind of the different box sizes that we've played with, and different elements. The Dallas location has a bar in it, whereas our Vegas locations have not. Historically, we do a lot of beer sales, and we've got another division, which is Beer Zombies. Which is a craft brewing situation that we kind of intertwine into Skinny Fats. And so that's the thing we're going to be doing with our Uptown location, is really building that bar out as Beer Zombies and bringing that element into it as well.
Well, you've also opened up a ghost kitchen. We've seen a lot of this during the pandemic, where you use your capacity of the kitchen to make other foods and to have a different name. This is what, Blaze of Thunder?
Yeah, so Blaze of Thunder is a concept we rolled out a little over a year ago up at our food hall in Salt Lake City. It historically was just a sandwich on the Skinny Fats menu. We kind of spun it out into a full small concept. We've got a location here in Salt Lake City. During the pandemic, we activated a drive-through location in Las Vegas, and then we also started using our location in Uptown to service the Blaze of Thunder menu on third-party. And now we're starting to build ground ups that are drive through and pickup only. So small 800 to 1,000 square foot box. So first couple are going up in Utah, and then I'll be down in Dallas tomorrow looking for land down there.
So is this something you would have done without a pandemic, or was this an adjustment to the circumstances?
Well, the concept started, you know, prior to the pandemic, be it by a few months. But definitely doing the drive-through in Vegas is something that kind of spun out of the pandemic. We'd had a Skinny Fats location. There was a former bank out there that we had added that had a drive-through element, but Skinny Fats menu was a little too cute on the drive-through. But during the pandemic, with the dining rooms, drive came in great, where that was how we were servicing all their food. So as we were able to open our dining room back up, we flipped kind of overnight the drive-through Blaze of Thunder there and got really great traction. So we kind of looked at Dallas as an opportunity to add that and you know, get some more revenue going out of the kitchen.
So are you looking to grow again? Well, first of all, did you maintain all your restaurants through the pandemic? Have you?
We had one store in Las Vegas, the only non-corporate store. Had been a deal that we were, I guess, say happy that one closed. It was kind of the bane of our existence. So we'll open up a new corporate store in that area. But so So none of our corporate stores did close. So it was good. We it was hairy as it was for everyone. But you know, we're lucky in Vegas and Dallas as well that we did, do a big pickup and to-go business pre-pandemic. So that amplified out during the pandemic.
So as you look to grow, how do you grow? Do you grow organically, or do you do successive rounds of funding?
Go back and forth on it. We've set up everything for franchising and have had a million different inquiries and groups that wanted to do different things. But I think right now we've got a couple groups in different cities that we're looking more on the joint venture side so that we've got some local operators. But again, something always kind of tricky there as far as seeing control on things and making sure the brand's going in the right direction. Our Blaze of Thunder concept has fewer moving parts, is easier to execute and get somebody up to speed, is more likely our immediate vertical as far as franchising goes.
Well, and this is hot chicken.
It is.
And there doesn't seem to be a dearth of hot chicken restaurants around. You got to have a point of difference, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's pretty good. So, I mean, we've done well with it, and we just struck a nice deal with King's Hawaiian, and we've been going through about 20,000 Hawaiian buns a month out of the three spots.
Good, nice.
And so starting to get a little more love on the pricing side with volume, where we can again bring the price down a little bit and continue to push it. But there's definitely going to be a space that continues to get more and more saturated. But we've people like what we have.
So have you got any other concepts you're working on?
Oh, I mean, we've got a ton of concepts. So this year, Chef Mark Marone, who was the corporate chef for Tao Group for 10 years until a couple years ago in Madison Square Gardens, bought them out. Him and I joined forces this year, and we've merged companies together. So he's got a concept, Bao, as well as a concept called Pina, that he has four locations in the T-Mobile Arena where the Knights play, and four in the Raider Stadium, which, of course, they're all closed right now. But those same concepts were likely putting two of those in the arena up here where the Jazz play, and very, very easy concepts, but great food that work well in the arenas. And then we've also added a graffiti bow concept into our food hall up here in Salt Lake City. Yeah. So the food hall acts as our kind of internal incubator. So it's all our own concepts. So we kind of prove them out here and then roll them out from there.
You got any plans down here? So you're successful in West Village, close to downtown Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, we opened April 20th of 19, so it was, we're in mid our first year when the pandemic, or towards the end of our first year when the pandemic hit. So now it's starting to kind of get back in the right direction. Definitely been an interesting start to Dallas for us, but we like it down there a lot. And so, we've got stuff cooking up at Grandscape, a friend of mine's visiting up there. And real excited about what they've done and just that whole project in general.
Yeah, Warren Buffett, you can't go wrong with him, I would guess.
Yeah.
Well, look, congratulations for almost making it through the pandemic, I guess. That's the key, and anybody who can survive that can survive anything, I guess. Reed Slabowski's the founder and owner of Skinny Fats. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks. We wish you a lot of luck. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.